With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Biden will sign an executive order, an order that would shut down entries to the U.S.-Mexico border once the daily number of encounters hits 2,500 between ports of entry. Daily figures are higher than that now. The border would reopen once that number declines to 1,500. GOP Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana says the order is another example of Biden's incompetence.
He's mismanaged Congress, COVID, the national debt, the economy, inflation, crime, Afghanistan, Iran, the war in Gaza, the war in Ukraine, and now, of course, the border.
That signing scheduled for early afternoon. House Speaker Mike Johnson argued that Biden is only taking initiative on the issue due to recent polls that suggest immigration is of top concern for Americans. Also at SRNNews.com, on Capitol Hill, House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan of Ohio says the Department of Justice's track record on several issues is deplorable.
This is the same Department of Justice whose Civil Rights Division has done nothing to address the attacks on Jewish students at college campuses. This is the same Department of Justice who can't tell us who planted the pipe bombs on January 6th, who leaked the Dobbs draft opinion, and who put cocaine in the White House.
Attorney General Merrick Garland rebuking what he describes as the unprecedented attacks on the Justice Department during the House Judiciary Committee hearing. Garland condemned what he said are baseless and extremely dangerous falsehoods being peddled about the FBI, and slammed threats that would defund the special counsel prosecutions of former President Trump. The Dow losing 36 points. The NASDAQ is off 67. This is SRN News. The restoration of an iconic church continues.
The giant cross has been restored to Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. The nearly 40-foot-tall, 1.5-ton symbol is now standing atop the apse of the famous building as crews continue to repair damage from the 2019 fire. French President Emmanuel Macron has vowed to see Notre Dame fully restored in time for Christmas services this December. So far, the work appears to be largely on schedule. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
International Christian Concern spreading the gospel in the rural parts of India. The ministry has delivered 2,000 Bibles and 20 bicycles to pastors in those regions. None of them have cars, so the bikes will allow them to take the Bibles to people in far-flung villages and on isolated farms. While persecution of Christians in India is at an all-time high, the gospel is spreading quickly, especially in the Indian countryside. This is SRN News. Uncertain times at the Washington Post following a hastily announced restructuring plan that led to the exodus of the newspaper's executive editor.
Sally Busby's temporary replacement met with staffers a day after a late-night email went out announcing the change. Under new publisher Will Lewis, the money-losing paper is trying to halt an exodus of readers and is setting up a new department primarily designed to think of ways to bring more people back. Busby reportedly had some concerns about the way the new initiative would work. Rich Thomason reporting.
An 83-year-old woman gored and seriously injured by a bison in Yellowstone National Park. The woman from Greenville, South Carolina, was near the Storm Point Trail at Yellowstone Lake on Saturday when the bison lifted her off the ground with its horns. Officials say that bison was defending its space. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.